The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين والشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. The month of Jamadi al-Thani, Jamadi al-Thaniya or Jamadi al-Akhir. This is the month where we remember Fatima al-Zahra salawatullah alayha. And I would like to dedicate this second khutbah in her memory by looking at the ayat in Surah Ahzab, Surah number 33, Ayat 35, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the virtues and excellence in human beings. What does he expect from those who are true Muslims and true believers? And all these examples mentioned in this ayat, basically for us, the prime or par excellent example for that is Fatima al-Zahra for us. Interestingly, this is an ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone, out of the way from the style which is there in the Arabic language, in the Quran, because you will see most of the verses of Quran, as far as the language is concerned and the grammar is concerned, it uses masculine forms. Although the messages are for both male and female. Very few ayat are there is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way emphasizes both. And one of those most important ayat is this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats these qualities in masculine form and then feminine form, to emphasize that these qualities and virtues can be found in both genders. Both have the potential of reaching to the highest level. And it starts with the words, Innal Muslimin wal Muslimat wal Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat. Look at the dual, repetition there. Wal Qaniteen wal Qanitat wal Sadiqeen wal Sadiqat wal Sabireen wal Sabirat wal Khashayeen wal Khashayat wal Mutasaddiqeen wal Mutasaddiqat wal Saimeen wal Saimat wal Hafidheen Furujahum wal Hafidhat والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. It's interesting. At the end, he goes back to the old style. The last sentence ends with the masculine form. Allah has prepared for them, for lahum. But before that, you will see he talks about Islam, Muslim and Muslima, which is the initial part of this journey, where verbal declaration becomes important as far as the dunya is concerned. But then, wal mu'mineen wal mu'minat, iman is there, because that is the key to paradise. That is actually your miftah of jannah. This is because iman is the requirement for admission into the Jannah. And then we come to number three, Al-Qanitat, Qunut. Qunut here means obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have Islam, you have Iman. An immediate impact of that would be obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that comes one of the fundamental qualities of a believer, والصادقين والصادقات, truthfulness, صدق. And in going in that path with, truthfulness, you're going to face challenges and difficulties. Where there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والصابرين والصابرات. Patience and sabr is very important. والخاشئين والخاشئات. You also, once you reach to the higher levels, don't become arrogant. Humility is very important. And then, do not even just stop to yourself. You know, look around. There are duties that we have. والمتصدقين والمتصدقات. The issue of giving sadaqah, taking care of those who are less fortunate than yourself as far as the dunya is concerned. والصائمين والصائمات, continuing with the issue of personal, sifat and qualities. الصائمين والصائمات, this is the issue of fasting. That is the spiritual plan of, how to control our own desires, strengthen our spirituality. والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات, and the most important quality in that path is those who are chaste, those who protect themselves as far as their sexual behavior is concerned. And finally, Allah ends with the words, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those who do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Here, zikr doesn't refer to tasbih. It is referring to this consciousness of Allah's presence in our life. To know that He is there, it is that feeling which will prevent us from going into the wrong path. And then he says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَعَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. For such people, Allah has prepared in the Akhirah, the most important gift is maghfirah, forgiveness. And أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and the great reward for them in the Akhirah. Salawat. So these are the 10 qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Ayat 35 of Surah number 33, and saying that both men and women are equal as far as the potential of attaining those virtues and fada'il is concerned. Let me add two more things into it from Surah Tawbah, Ayat number 97, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions both, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. And then what is the most important thing? He says, يَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَلِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They do amr بالمعروف and they do nahir al-munkar. When you put this all 10 qualities from Surah Ahzab, amr بالمعروف and nahir al-munkar from Surah Tawbah, you get this 12 qualities. And Fatima al-Zahra is right there in the center of the 12 Imams around her. She is the example. In each of these qualities that you think about, you will see that, Fatima al-Zahra is a role model, not only for women, but also for men. And so let us remember that, when we talk about being the Shia of Ali, it is not just the identity, card that we carry with ourselves. It has to reflect in these qualities that they actually represent this sifat and fada'il that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to those who are known as al-insan al-kamil, the perfect human being.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد
محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.